Welcome back to Savage Self-Care. I'm Ray Graber, at peace with ADHD, TBI, and interstitial cystitis. Today is about kind of a revelation in my journey, and it came after a second dog attack. And it's the realization that I have been living in a state of being attacked. Like, I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and when I was being attacked, when that dog was showing its teeth and lunging at me and thinking about biting me, fortunately it didn't, and I'm fine, and it went away after a few people came out and shooed it off with me. I wake up at 3:30 in the morning every morning with that same state of fear about mundane things. And what I realized was I wasn't able to leave that in the past. Getting my memories back and understanding that my initial trauma came from a place where I bit my tongue almost off as a child around 4 or 5 years old or something, jumping on the bed. And from that point forward, I just lived in a state of fear. There's other things that have come up that I haven't quite put the pieces together yet, so I'm not really ready to express it. But understanding that if I have an email that is sort of upsetting, I feel like I'm being attacked by a dog. Like, that's how dramatic it is. And being able to see these things as events now with a beginning, a middle, and an end is imperative. Without these memories, I didn't know what was starting or how to end it. And now I can go in my thoughts, and when I feel these things, it's just repeating that I'm not being attacked by a dog. And that's been pretty imperative in the last few days in understanding how to manage some of this emotional dysregulation. You know, it lies within sleep. It lies within taking magnesium at certain points in the day. It lies within, you know, taking different supplements, you know, like lion's mane mushrooms and reishi. And it's learning that the stuff is just ingrained in my mind, and it's been completely forgotten, and I've been operating essentially like a zombie, just scared of being attacked by a dog hundreds of times a day, sometimes 20, 30, 40 times in an hour if I'm working on a project with a lot of things that are going wrong. And then I just end up in this state of freeze. I can't move. I can move. I can walk around in circles. But if I don't take the time to understand that I'm literally feeling like I'm being attacked by a dog and that I can end that, it'll spin out all day long. That's all I've got for this morning. I hope you understand a little bit more about resolving old memories, because I do. It's a really interesting process. It's not easy, and the peace portion of it is coming. I feel more moments of true peace than I have, I think, ever. I understand that how to manage my dopamine and give me what I need, but not give myself too much so I could become overwhelmed. I'm starting to understand how to regulate my cortisol in a way that doesn't completely shatter my day or my focus or my motivation. And a lot of it has to do with stopping doing what I'm doing long before I get to a point of frustration. Again, I'm going to end this. And thank you for following and listening.